Hey, happy day. A Martian landed yesterday. I saw him land and he came up to me quickly and he said, "Take me to your leader." I said, "Only if you could take him back with you." Ah, that's not Trump, that's Biden. You swing over to Canada and of course that's the prime mistake, Trudeau and so on. But please, please take him back because I said to people that if Trump lost, I was moving to Mars. And the good news is now the Martians are home on this. Hey, and then you got staffers and other people that are lashing out at these Morning Joe folks and the co-hosts and so on, and they're just shocked. But these liberal viewers are shocked that the Morning Joe folks reached out to Vice, Vice. I got a Vice for president, going to be president, Trump. And they said, "This is bad. You guys had a secret meeting at Mar-a-Lago, and how dare you with President-elect Trump?" That's it. I'll get the words right. And they're upset. But these are reporters. Aren't they supposed to go meet with people and report? Of course they are. Instead, so many liberals are saying, "This is disgusting. How dare you? You're betraying us. You're normalizing this." I mean, dumb as forever. What are these people? Where are they from? Mars, Pluto, somewhere strange. Normalizing Trump is a bad idea. They're not normalizing anyone or anything. What they did is they're reporters and they thought they would go report on some news. Imagine that. Gosh sakes. Now, you got the VP, Harris. Oh, she's under fire now with regards to spending. She raised apparently $1 billion. That's a lot of money. And she spent it all and she's overdrawn to the bank $20 billion. Trump, with tongue in cheek, said, "We got lots of money left. We'll help you." That was a joke, we hope. In any event, those liberals now need to pony up and pay the $20 million. Where did it go? Went to crazy places. She had a big rock concert. She had no policies. All she did was talk about Trump, how bad he was. And then she paid people like Oprah Winfrey, $2.5 million, it's been reported, to stand on stage and say, "I'm a Democrat and I support you and Trump is bad." Really? I mean, I haven't heard whether or not anyone was paid on the Trump team. I can't believe it that they would be. You're supposed to be a patriot. You're supposed to come up and say, "God bless America. I believe in this and I'm sharing my beliefs with you, the masses, of the great unwashed." Instead, someone like Oprah Winfrey, who is quite wealthy, says, "Pay me and I'll come and I will say that." She's an actor. So all of the actors continue to act. They're bad actors because that's not proper. I mean, they don't even know what role they're playing. So many of them are in character and it's out of character maybe to be yourself. I don't know what is yourself. But it's bad. It's just bad business. And I hope Americans and other people in other parts of the world can see that and understand that. So all this junk that you see, I almost said BS, but that wouldn't be polite. Junk, bad stuff that you see from people, the movie stars. I mean, they get paid to talk because they act. Now, it's been quite a few weeks now since Donald Trump was elected the 47th president of the United States. And, the conversation has mostly been, we needed a woman. And she didn't get elected because she's a woman. And I've had people say, "What, you're going to follow a skirt into battle?" That's something to give some thought to, of course. But then I think of Maggie Thatcher. I'd follow her into battle. The old broad, she was tough. Hey, but then people say Canada had one. Well, they kind of did and they kind of didn't. They had this little socialist girl who was part of the Progressive Conservative Party, and she leaned heavily into the wordage progressive. And the ship was sinking, and they looked for a new captain for, I think it was a 3-month period. So they grabbed this woman who was a cabinet minister and put her in place. And of course, she lost big time, and ever since then all she does is mouth off about guns are bad and blah blah blah, all the normal stuff that liberals do. So I don't think that's a proper example. People will be elected on their merit, on their ability. Kamala Harris wasn't elected because of her ability, and that's all. I mean, woman, color, that's got nothing to do with nothing. And these people keep on talking all of the time. Now let's quickly talk about Trump and the death penalty. He's in favor of it. I'm in favor of it. Bad guys, see you later. That's kind of the end of it, right? And you got DNA and all this other stuff that will help with regards to maybe putting the wrong person down. And so, but now you have a group of liberals that say, "Hey, this death penalty is a failed policy because you know what? It's got a disproportionate amount of people of color that are supposed to be killed. And so that's a risk and that's not nice." What are they talking about? We're back to color again. I don't care if you're purple or black or white. If you did the crime, you got to do the time. And if it's not time, if it's a you know, capital punishment thing, so be it. That's what it is. These liberals. I say it again and again. We got to take all the liberals, put them in the basement, make them wear masks. They can practice their pronouns. And when we get a vaccine, so then we'll let them come back and walk among us. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.